You heard from the Taoiseach Minister for Finance, Simon Harris, talking there about Michael Healy-Rae and his interview that was given on this programme. He said, never say never in relation to a possible return to government for Michael Healy-Rae. Well, with me on the line to talk about this and other issues is Fine Gael Councillor on Kerry County Council for the Kilmare area, Teddy O'Sullivan. Casey, Teddy, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme. Listen, what's your reaction to what your party leader had to say about Michael Healy-Rae and his position, first of all?
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to all your listeners. Well, I suppose I just looked at there this morning. I didn't actually see it until this morning, but the tarnished, acknowledged Michael's role in the programme for government talks. I suppose he was also saying he was a very good minister in forestry at all times. They had a very good professional relationship. And I suppose from a political perspective, like he was saying, that you can never say never in these situations because, as you know, I said, Jerry, when it comes to foreign future governments, you never know who you might need to make up the numbers.
And you think that inspired maybe the comments yesterday from your party leader?
I would imagine so, yeah. I suppose our tarnished, he's very open, tarnished, he's great for meeting us, or the Kerry councillors, Bobby O'Connor has said that in his 35 years in politics, he've never seen a more open, tarnished, or a party leader in Simon Harris, So I think that's just his nature, really,
Would you view, I suppose, the fact that he's no longer minister as a loss for Kerry, similar to what he described? Teddy?
Well, Jerry, to be fair, there's no doubt that Michael and Demi are good representatives for Kerry. I suppose, all the other TDs and centres too, they all do their best for the county as well. I suppose, it's important to have a junior minister, no matter what county or area you're from, but I suppose, speaking from my own perspective, I'm one of six senior councillors who are on the ground working hard also. And we are getting great support from ourselves and Michael today. We all ourselves would have made our own submissions when the programme for government talks were going on. We would have sent in our own submissions to the Fine Gael negotiation team. So I suppose, it's important that all the issues have progressed. And only a few weeks ago there, we did meet the Taoiseach in Dublin and we outlined our issues in Kerry that we need to see progress. I suppose we also met Minister Hayden as well, who Michael Rick, in fairness, had fierce praise for him at all times there in your interview there on Monday.
Yeah.
That was cool. He's launching, and he assured us that he's doing his little best to fight hard to retain the cap funding, which is so vital to our small farmers here in this county.
Yeah.
The new EU budget, there's talks that there could be a reduction in that. Leader funding has to be maintained, another vital component of our rural landscape. The local improvement scheme, another example there, the local improvement scheme, as you know, Jerry, there's a massive list in that, and that needs a colossal amount of money again to reduce this. Disability services and roads, they also need to be getting increased funding. And the tarnished and the ministers, our ministers, they're well aware of it. And I suppose, I always say, no matter what job you're in, the more help you have, the better. And that is why I think it is, I can say that Gary is down if you're a minister.
Yeah, the more voices you have in the rooms, the more voice you have at that level, the easier your job is to try and make your claim for your area, for your county, to get things done or to get things delivered.
That's exactly it, and I always feel like it's important for everyone to work together. I don't like this notion of political division, political rivalries. I prefer to see everyone working together and doubling down and get the best they can for their county.
Yeah, and that's the other thing that was said yesterday by Micheál Martin. He wouldn't be drawn on whether Michael Healy-Rae would come back to government or not, but he does support increasing the number of ministers. Perhaps maybe that brings a way back in down the line, that he wants more than 15 ministers at cabinet.
Yeah, I just picked up on that last night. I think he was referring to maybe a full ministry for the Marine, which would be important, really. I can agree with him on that, As far as I know, that's what he was referring to, and I don't think that I wouldn't have a problem with that,
Yeah, that would be a longer scenario or a longer situation perhaps when it comes to it. Look, Teddy, this has all led to speculation, of course, the comments of Michael Healy speak about the future election. It may well be a number of years away yet, whether it's local or whether it's a national general election. But look, what's your view on what may happen? The idea that perhaps maybe Kerry may no longer be a five-seater. It's for an election commission on Commissioner Tocan and a boundary review as well. Other areas in the country will have to be looked at too in terms of population per TD, but could we be heading back to where we were before? South Kerry, North Kerry and six seats for the county.
Yeah, I suppose we are hearing those rumours. I think we were hearing the same rumours too before the 2020 election, 2016 election, where there was talks that it might happen as well, but it never happened. So we'll just have to wait and see, really, I suppose. I haven't looked up the numbers of the census in the county, so I just couldn't say at the moment. But if it was to happen, I think it would be the right thing, because the county is so big. We take our own centre there now, Mike Nelly, he's based in Mistola, like, not as quick as to Dublin than to Castlegan. Like,
yeah, you know, there is a parameter in the legislation. There is a weight given to that in terms of the area of ground that a TD has to represent or has to cover when representing his constituents, that it shouldn't be overly excessive. And Kerry would certainly be in breach of that at the moment, being all one county. So that's something that will be factored in as well to whatever decision is made, even aside from the population factor.
Yeah, that would be a very welcome development. I think that would be great. And that makes total sense in my view, you know.
Okay, Teddy, listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for giving us your view on that this morning.
Lovely. Thank you, Gerard. Thank you.
That's Teddy O'Sullivan, KC Councillor, Teddy O'Sullivan, KC Fine Gael, giving his view on Simon Harris's comments yesterday in relation to it.